Unit 6. What's on tonight? Six A. Exercise 3, page 46.
Virtually watching. It has been said that on the internet, content is king. But it turns out that for online entertainment, the real royalty is the audience. When the global pandemic slammed the doors of entertainment venues shut, it was a case of adapt to the new normal or die. Those that weren't already on TV or streaming shows online didn't take long to make the switch, though. So soon plays were being staged online for theatre devotees and virtual concerts were being performed to pull in the fanatical followers of singers and bands. But something was missing. One of the fundamental sayings of show business had been forgotten. It's all about the fans. It seems that the audience is the lifeblood of a live show. Premier League football featured an empty stadium and, with only the sounds of the thud of the ball being kicked, and the managers on the sidelines shouting instructions, games took on the appearance of a Sunday league match at the local park. Chat show hosts became somehow less amusing, having relied in the past on a live studio audience for reactions to their jokes. Another showbiz saying is fake it till you make it. Just as canned laughter has been used in sitcoms to signal jokes, so football executives started pumping out the sound of cheering fans in the stadium during matches. In the USA, one sports channel developed the idea even further, filling baseball stadiums with digitally generated spectators, who were dressed according to the weather, could sit and stand, and were even able to perform a Mexican wave. But something was still off. Fans on the couch were not fooled by the former and a little uncomfortable with the latter when they looked at them too closely. Chat shows were smarter. If you tuned into one, you were likely to be faced with a bank of screens instead of audience members, each with a person, couple, or family on it, responding live to the repartee between host and guests. Their reactions were genuine and could be seen in something very close to real time. The host could even interact with them if required. But it still wasn't quite the same. The frozen screens and dropped connections that interfered with virtual lessons and meetings hampered shows too. Delays were the worst culprit. It still takes longer for a laugh to travel along the phone lines or through the sky than across the width of a studio. And nothing kills the flow of a show faster than having to wait for a response. Until the immediacy of a live audience can be replicated, the virtual experience will always be the support band and never the headline act.